Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
I'm Dustin Ross. This is the Friend Zone, and here's the news that you can use. First up, mega retailer Walmart has come under fire for selling, quote, hip-hop fashion icy bling, end quote, replicas of chains worn by rappers Kodak Black and Lil Baby. This is a fact, y'all. In response to the backlash, however, the superstore has announced the sale of a footwear line replicating Kristen Stewart's style called Sour Stankin' Ass Shoes. Next. Socially and seriously distant relatives of an actress who played Aunt Jemima have appeared unsolicited to attempt stopping the company rebrand after it was called out for perpetuating racist mammy stereotypes, causing an outpouring of commentary and opinions online, most notably from people like Jocelyn Hernandez, who said, "I never seen those people in my life and they got to go and I want pancakes from a new lady." Okay.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Really?
And finally, Rap Snacks, potato chip company founder James Lindsay, has provided a blueprint for successful entrepreneurship by selling flavorful snacks inspired by popular rappers and their music. In a recent article, he said that he initially wanted to use flavors inspired by pop and country artists as well, but Lay's already had a lockdown on plain chips.
Why did he say it like that?
He took himself out.
Welcome to the Friend Zone. You're weekly looking at all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? I know I don't. Hey, friend, how you doing?
How are you guys?
Less than highly favored and hot right now.
Oh my God, I'm so hot. I don't know how we're gonna do this.
Yeah, you are. No, I'm
right, today's episode will only be 15 minutes.
For real. We just checking in. You know what I'm saying? It's a quick check-in. That's it.
I have a black business for you guys to check out. Okay. Well, actually, it's several black businesses. So I want to shout out Ashley Sade on Instagram. That's A-S-H-L-E-E-S-A-D-E, who tagged me to a post by a young lady named Katie A. Mendez, who created an IG post about black-owned online plant shops.
Ooh. That's so dope. When you said KD, I thought you said this young lady named KD. I thought you were talking about KD Lang. I was like, friend, now you being so generous.
Because
you
no.
know KD so, Lang a good 53 years old.
So black owned online plant stores, and she posted a ton of them in the post and then way more in the caption. And of course, as always, people in the comments were also sharing the ones that they knew that weren't included. Definitely check that out. That excited me because y'all know how I feel about plant shops. And since we are under somewhat of a quarantine and a lot of the plant stores that I frequented still aren't open, it's nice to be able to. Well, I mean, honestly, the plants I've bought recently have been online delivery. So it's nice to know that there are a ton of black owned ones that I can give my money to. So once again, that's Katie A. Mendez on Instagram. That's K-A-T-I-E. A MENDEZ. It's her most recent post. She actually even has a post she just did right now as I'm talking called Black owned Spa and Beauty Stores. So, hey, plants, beauty, go ahead and check her Instagram out. And thanks again to Ashley Sade for putting that into my awareness because I will be shopping.
Now, that sounds pretty black to me.
Women be shopping.
Women be shopping. So today's episode is, well, actually, let's jump into the recap. Look at me. I'm so hot. I forgot how the show goes.
Well, that's a perfect segue if you really want to jump into the recap, because I got something to say about women and shopping.
Oh, please start with Destin there. I can't wait.
So on last week's episode titled Old Boy from Amistad, it was the Asante Smith takeover. We discussed the pros and cons of being social media entrepreneurs, as well as general everyday users, and new data integrity policies that may change the way we use the internet forever. Asante Smith, who stood out to you?
Before I do this, because the comment I chose really doesn't have anything to do with what I chose last week, but I want to say thank you to everybody that listened, to everybody that reached out. A lot of people were so interested in the topic, and I was so happy to see that it was one of those threads that I kind of pulled and it started to kind of resonate. I was so happy to be my friend and Dustin bag, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, it feels like we're completing the trifecta over here at the Friend Zone. Now, with that said, let me get into the bull. Actually, I swerved on into the SoundCloud streets where you be, friend.
Mm-hmm.
I chose Dre just because this comment made me laugh. You didn't choose Dre, did you, friend?
No, I didn't. I was making sure. You saw me scrolling like, is that my comment?
I want to make sure I ain't, swerving in your lane. Shout out to Dre. He said, one of my YT teachers was named Jerome, and he told us he didn't like his name because it was a black name. And would tell people to call him Jerry. We were young and
like that ain't a black name too. Jerry.
Exactly. We were young and unaware at that time to light his ass up. That shit just made me laugh because I thought about last week when I first said Jerron's name and we were just like, that's a black name. Like, cause
Jerron Leonard.
Geronimo.
It was just funny as fuck. He got that black ass name. So shout out to everybody that listening. Paid attention to the little details and the threads within the thread. That was what I found. What did you find in them SoundCloud streets, Fran?
So user 47006260 8 said, "Hey Asante, if you like Joanna Teeters, check out Mad Sada. That was the band she was in before she went solo. They're also on Spotify and amazing vibes. I hope you enjoy." I'm actually familiar with Mad Sada. I really hope I'm saying the Sata right. But the songs are incredible. I wish I remembered the single. Damn.
What's it called? Our name sounds like food. Our name sounds like food.
Oh my God.
We sound like food. So yeah. Bad. Don't you want to eat some Mad Sada?
I'm going to look up the song throughout the episode. I'm sure I'll find it at some point and then I'll be able to play it. But yes, I agree. It's definitely good ass vibes. Dustin Ross, what'd you find in the Twitter streets?
Hey, so first of all, I want to give a huge shout out to a tweet coming from none other than our own Hey Friend Hey, who revealed
that
the beautiful Miriam Heisner had sold out of that whole embodiment thing, y'all.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We just gonna give credit where it's due, okay?
Y'all, we sold out in 10 hours.
That's right. People wanted their body to be
emmed. Inventory. I can't believe it.
Wonderful. So shout out to embodiment. Also, speaking of shopping, my friend was talking about women be shopping. I automatically thought about Gary Chambers Jr., who is the true definition of a patriot to me. You know what I'm saying? This brother was down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, okay? And he was at a school board meeting, and he called Connie Bernard, who is a woman with a very sketchy history as a school board member in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Why do I keep saying Baton Louise?
I don't know, but it's kind of cute. Right, Baton Louise.
I mean, that could be like the shorthand version of the city name, but long story short, they were talking about renaming the high school, which was named at the time after Robert E. Lee, who was a racist asshole general from the war. So While these people are pouring at a time like this, with everything going on in the streets, everything going on in our society in general, with black people literally bleeding and dying in the streets just because they're black, this bitch who is sitting on the board, who shouldn't have been sitting there, no way. You know what I'm saying? She should have been thrown overboard, or she should have been waterboarded, or, you know, I don't. Anyway, she's sitting there at the meeting, Fran, while these people are pouring their heart out, shopping online, scrolling, shopping online on her laptop. And this brother.
And they could see her?
Fran, he saw her, the back of her computer, recorded it, and then got up on the mic and let her ass have it. Do you
Holy
hear me?
Shit.
He said everything he needed to say to her, to the point where she got up and walked out of the board meeting because she was ashamed of herself, and she should have been. And he packed her up. She was embarrassed. He called her out, and she packed her ass up and got up out of there. And then he went from her and addressed the black school board members who were finally showing signs of unity and finally working together. And he told them that they needed more of that. So it was just, it went viral. Everybody loved it, and everybody really appreciated seeing someone so explicitly and also so sufficiently addressing a moment like that, right? So this bitch issues a statement afterwards saying, I wasn't shopping. That was a pop-up ad that everybody seen. I actually care about this, whatever. So again, my man, he came back.
You know what he said?
He said, he said, Connie, why are you lying? And then went on to show the full clip where you see homegirl scrolling the screen, shopping. You see her literally scrolling the dresses that she said was a pop-up.
That's scary to just flat out lie like that.
So, but what it also was offering clarity or exposing per se the specific type of politician that we need to get out of office. And that's exactly what he encouraged. He got such a large response to this because it's literally been shared by everybody. Because number one, who don't want to see somebody going the fuck off? Number two, who don't want to see somebody going the fuck off and they write about what they talk about? Number three, who don't want to see a black person going off on a racist ass white person and they know what they're talking about? So it was, you know, it's riveting. It's must see TV, I guess. Well, you can mirror your TV screen from your computer. So yeah, it's must-see TV. And so he encouraged everybody to call and vote her out and just start making the noise that is necessary to get her ass out of there. So I just wanted to give him his flowers real quick because he did that shit. And shout out to him. Well, now that's a strong black lead right there. Okay. That's what that is.
Well, Bat and Louise, we hope that you guys unify and get Miss Connie out.
And I want my props too, because if I see any of y'all motherfuckers saying Bat and Louise, y'all know you got it here, goddammit.
You need to open a Be Strong call of that.
That'd actually be really cute.
Right? We're going down to the Bat and Louise.
So is that it, Dustin?
Yeah, that's all I got to say. I ain't even going to go through all that shit. That's it. Because he said it all. I ain't got nothing else to say.
So this week's episode is going to be a shoot the shit style episode. You know what that means. No hot
pew, pew,
button.
Pew, 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 pew. Or no, Monica. Boom.
No shoot, hot button. No shoot, segments. Shoot. We are just going to let whatever wants to come up, come up, which means brace yourselves. brace yourselves, listeners. So before we get started, it's day 547 of the quarantine. How are
this
you,
month alone? 547 days this month alone.
Yo, like for real though. How are you guys doing so far?
I'm regular schmegular over here. Have you been looking at the numbers though? Ain't that crazy?
Which ones?
The COVID for New York City?
Hell no. Why is it spiking? I mean, I knew it'd be spiking.
Girl, it's dwindling. It's kind of weird.
Oh, like, it's dwindling.
Yeah, girl, we was down in like the lower 20s and things. I was like, niggas gonna be outside for real. And then this shit just gonna spike right up to 100. They're gonna be like, no.
Yeah,
girl.
That's exactly what's about to happen.
Like, niggas is looking at the numbers. They're like, oh, well, I'm going outside. I'm like, no, y'all need to be, they need to do a sub phase or something for these phases. Cause right now, I think the city's in phase two where we're just allowed to have like things open at 50%.
Like restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that it's dwindling, cause if you walk around New York, you wouldn't think anything's happening, to be honest. Not very many people have on masks.
Oh.
No, I mean, nothing's happening. Like, people just kind of, you know, swept it under the rug at this point.
Yeah, when
point.
You said like, no mask, that's why I rewound. When I was like...
I mean, I can't lie. I haven't really been wearing them either. But oh, I wear them... First of all, I barely leave my house. But if I'm walking on the street... I'm not wearing a mask. The only time I wear it is if I know I'm going inside where there's a lot of people. Like if I'm going to the supermarket or, you know, wherever. But if it's just me walking down the street to like Jade's house or something, I'm not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
I just haven't been. Crystal did get me a shield though. The face shield.
Yes.
Which I like so much better. It's just the mask is so fucking hot, bro. Oh my God. I felt like I was going to pass out the other day. But she got me a really cute face shield that I like because it doesn't touch your face. And you can unlock your phone with it.
Right. And so you can wear that in stores that require you to wear masks, right? You could just have the face shield on, right?
Yeah. They don't trip about it. So wow. I've worn that when I've gone into stores and stuff. It's actually much nicer because it doesn't touch your face in 90-degree weather that we're dealing with right now.
The first time I saw one, I thought it was a condom for butt oral.
Oh, my God. Dustin Ross.
You know, the way it shapes. So I seen one with a crease in the middle. I said, well, what in the fuck are you supposed to? I said, oh. But then I realized it was actually PPE. So, you know.
Oh, my God. Friend said, I can actually unlock my phone.
Yeah,
that'd be the main thing.
I didn't know that you. I don't know why. Like, duh. Of course, the shield isn't gonna stop you from unlocking your phone. But I thought that was pretty cool when I first realized you could.
You're making me want a face shield now.
It's better, honestly. You can actually breathe.
Yeah. Like,
sustainable. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking on Twitter how I'm getting a bike this week because I want to be able to.
We'll talk later.
I mean, I've been looking. I also want to be reasonable because if I'm riding by myself around here, I ain't trying to be like, because you know the bike I want is. Yeah.
You ain't gonna get bike jacked. Yeah.
I ain't trying to get jacked, so.
Okay, you can't be pulling up on no BMW bicycle now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got the I got to reel in the tourist shit with this one and just get a bike that works. And because I just want to be able
Huffy,
to bike.
Girl.
Okay.
Not a Huffy, but I want to just be able to jump in a bike and ride to, you know, whoever's my friend. I was about to say a friend's name. She would have kicked my ass because she hasn't said anything. There's some friends that I want to ride to.
I think I know who you was going to say.
You know what I was going to say? I was like, oh, wait, no, that's not true.
You should get you one of them foldable bikes, friend.
I had one in Dayhan.
How was it?
Amazing. Amazing. It got jacked, but it was dope while I had it.
Damn.
Shout out to New York.
How they get it, friend? How they get it?
You can't leave your bike alone for two or 3 seconds.
But you were like, hey, you didn't get like alone. Held up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, like, no. I didn't get jacked like that. They just took it. And it was very unfortunate because that was a very expensive and lovely bike. But, you know, that's New York. That's New York for you. I'm sure someone's enjoying it right now.
Okay.
I seen this dope ass Montclair dirt bike, but I was like,
ooh.
I don't know. But that shit was fire though. But there's a bike company that I'm very interested in because I too, Rachel Dozell, hand under breast. I'm on the market too for a bike, and I'm gonna show you the company that I'm interested in. And just you tell me.
You know what? I feel like you tweeted a link once, and I remember. Yeah, and I remember I clicked and was looking through them, and they had one that was like the whole bike was like royal blue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's the company?
Mm-hmm.
That bike is everything, but I ain't trying to ride around that.
Because it looked like a city bike, right? That was my thing.
No,
like,
that shit
I don't
look
know
fly.
City
bike. I think it looks super fly, but it looks like an expensive ass bike. I just ain't trying to be.
Well, they got
person.
Some other ones that like, ooh, friend.
First of all, I want the both of you to know that this episode is over. For those of you listening, you cannot see us in Zoom. Dustin's name on here is William Hung, and I just saw it.
Why would you tell these people that?
Because why is that your fucking name? That shit just took me
Dustin,
out.
What is wrong with you?
Look, nothing. Okay.
And last week,
he
his
bangs,
name was.
He bangs.
Last week, his name was What Your Name Is.
Yeah. I always be changing my name on the Zoom and shit.
I noticed it while I was like in mid word, and I was like, don't laugh, just keep talking.
I just noticed it while he was talking, for it, and I was like, is this nigga William Hunt? Like,
she bangs.
But now that quarantine is slowly, gradually being lifted. Have you found yourselves feeling more comfortable going to different places, hanging out? Has anything changed in your schedule?
No, but it's about to, because I feel like it. Like, I miss social gatherings, period. I miss it.
Yeah.
I did go to a birthday gathering over the weekend, and I went to a housewarming over the weekend, too. So I didn't been around, you know, a group of 10. And and I had a good time. You know what I mean? Everybody did have masks on, and it was what it was. This one lady had, she complained about us enjoying the sidewalk indoors or whatever at this party, right? She was an older lady though, so I gave her grace. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, cool. You know, we just ended it. But then she had asked for some champagne, and when they passed it to her, she poured it, but she missed her cup. And I'm like, well, her ass drunk any damn way. Like, that's why she was even tripping. And then she had like knocked over her cup twice. I don't even know why I'm sharing that, but it just was a moment. Like, I'm like, girl, like, you really gonna ruin our moment all because you don't want to smell nothing and you drunk any damn way. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it.
Have you found like you, I went out this week too, and I felt like I didn't even know how to put on clothes.
Yeah, because we're used to just being comfortable at the crib.
Yeah, like I went to my closet and I was like, oh my God, like jeans and clothes, like actual clothes. I didn't know what to wear. I just felt so disoriented a little bit, which was kind of interesting.
We haven't gone shopping. When is the last time we've gone? That's one thing that I will say I miss. I miss going into the store and shopping for clothes.
And being cute.
Mm-hmm. I miss that.
Should have gone moving.
You ain't going no.
I mean, that was pretty much your last opportunity for what would have been, it was, especially in New York City, a normal shopping experience. Because some of them cameras, when I was watching the footages back, I was like, this looks like a normal day in the Macy's right here when them niggas were stealing out the Macy's.
I was like, woo. But I have spent a little bit of time with some people that I love, and that's been nice just to kind of hang with people again. Small groups, obviously, nothing too crazy. Still respecting, you know, that like, yeah, there's a whole last pandemic, but also trying to lighten up a little bit and spend some time with people. That's interesting. You guys had a house party when people had the masks on in the house?
Yeah, they did. I went to one on Friday and one on Saturday, and they both were like that way.
Wow.
Were they at 50%? No, I was
like, basically, because it was a beautiful rooftop. It's a gorgeous pan. I'll tell y'all about that. But like, it was just, yes, everybody had their masks on. It was cool. I mean, until we were like outside enjoying the sidewalk, their masks were removed. You know what I mean? And then I think primarily when we were like on the roof, not a lot of people had their masks on. But anytime we were like indoors, I noticed that everybody was putting their mask on, which made me comfortable. You know, because, bitch, I don't want you spitting in my face no motherfucking way. to keep it so real with you. Back up. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the whole mask thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway. It's like when I'm around people, I respect. You know, I definitely am not going to be in your face with no mask. But
you wouldn't be in their face any damn way. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, true.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And distant. We've been socially distancing. Let me tell you something. If I don't like you, you gonna know, because I'm not gonna be nowhere near you. I've been socially distancing, okay? So let's wake the fuck up, because this is something we've been doing, okay? Thank you.
Now, speaking of enjoying the outside, how have the fireworks treated you this week?
Katy Perry, stop it.
I know y'all going through it, so I ain't gonna be insensitive. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got nothing to say, because I'm gonna tell you straight up, one thing's for certain, two things for sure, I want some.
Okay,
what?
Just to keep it so real with you. I want some. And however, I know that your experience has not been the most pleasant, and I do not want to demean that. So I'm just gonna leave it right there. I'm ready to let the chopper sing.
No, okay? My God, I just don't understand the cannon sounding ones. Ugh,
the ones I want.
The other day, I was definitely walking down the street and saw like a boatload of niggas looking like they were up to no good. And one of them was like, "Hey man, you trying to do some fireworks?" It took everything in me not to pretend that I wanted to do them, just so I could go blow them all up, just so I could go end it once and for all. But I was
he
like,
really asked you that? That's so weird.
Yes, and that was so weird to me.
A cop?
That's what I first thought. I was like,
because that sounds like real. Like, you want to try these drugs after school?
Who's like, hey, little boy, you want to come play
with
us?
I'm not from this neighborhood. And one thing I know about New York City is that niggas do not talk to you if you're not from their neighborhood.
And like, that's
even if you
exactly
are.
It.
So when he talked to me, like, I know I'm a friendly person. I got a friendly face. So sometimes I hook people in. But this time, my senses weren't just saying, this is a random, like, this person just likes your energy. I was like, this is a nigga up to no good. Not because of the fireworks. I don't know if someone was paying him for the setup or what. It just did not feel right. But when he offered them to me, part of me wanted to be like, well, yeah, I want to see what the fuck the hype's about. But then the other part of me was like, nah, nigga, I don't know you. And then the other part of me was like, nah, nigga, I really want to just blow them all up so y'all can't do them ever again. But the fireworks have been nonstop. They've been over the top. And I love the fact that the same people on Twitter last week, I saw some people last week, they were like, I wish y'all would stop complaining about the fireworks. They've been happening. They've been going on. Y'all know this happens every year. One or two of them same people I saw the next week, like, all right, maybe I was right. They are kind of OD. I was like, see? And we're not even close to 4th of July. That's how I know it's overload, because fireworks, they do go for a minute, but I feel like they would happen maybe 5-10 minutes at a time. They be going in intervals. They be starting around, sometimes they start around 7-8, and you get it for 20 minutes at a time, and then they coming back all the way till 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Dog, week, they started at 3 p.m. this week. 3 p.m. and then did not stop till like 2-3 in the morning. And my thing is, like, yeah, I want y'all to have fun. Like,
the sun was out.
I ain't trying to be the fun police, but like, come on, bro. Fireworks are not that fun. They're not that fun to do for 10 hours straight every night. Like, I just
every
don't get
night.
It.
I'm not laughing at neither one of y'all's plight, but it was so funny to me because Fran had told us how sick of these goddamn fireworks she was. And then she sent this video of nothing but the frame of her terrace door and literally a Gettysburg
Epcot Center.
Yes, like motherfucking Busch Gardens ass fireworks display going off in the middle of the street. And all I could think was, first of all, this is hilarious, and second of all, I want some. I know that's wrong, but I want me some of them big ass fucking pirate ship cannon.
I don't
shooting
mind the pretty
fireworks.
Ones that you know light up and like fill up the sky with colors and designs. Those are cool, but not
the
cannon.
Shake the building.
No, the cannon sounding ones is just not cool, man. It's not cool, man.
You follow on Twitter Naima, N-A-I-M-A, Music Sermon.
From Top Model. Yeah. That's the one that was bald headed on the sides on Top Model.
No, wrong one.
Not that one. Oh. But a Naima to remember, yes. So this one, she was tweeting last night. I need to go back and read the thread, but she had some very interesting things to say about the fireworks. Because somebody was like, they drove up to like the governor's mansion last night or something. Like,
yeah, and they wouldn't let them go to sleep.
But she was just like, oh, who are all these residents with cars? Niggas are not losing their parking spaces for this. How do they organize this? Like, she just had a lot of like,
because it don't make
questions.
No damn sense. None of this makes sense. And furthermore, I saw it referred to as a protest outside the mayor's outside of the fucking, what's the name of it? Gracie Mansion. What kind of fucking, what you protesting? That's not a goddamn protest. That's some niggas pulling up to the mayor's mansion, you know what I'm saying, trying to disturb his peace because they feel like theirs has been by the free usage of loud-ass fireworks. And I understand why it gets on your nerves. It's fucking loud as hell. You know what I'm saying? I want some is why it's irritating, and I get it. But that's why you're not supposed to do it a long time.
That's what I was going to say. At least let's set a boundary. Like, go ahead, have your fun, light up your shits. But, like, cut it off at fucking 11. That's it. Start at 8, stop at 11. Like, that's enough time for y'all to get your rocks off, literally. And for me to get my sleep. Like, come on, bro. And have y'all seen all the conspiracy theories that are floating around on Twitter of people saying that they think they're, like, government-sanctioned fireworks? And there was one investigative reporter on Twitter that was asking people to share their experiences via his DMs. And then he came back with everything he aggregated, and he was like, so, in conclusion, there have been certain neighborhoods where they said that a random white man in an SUV dropped off a box of military style, not military, excuse me, professional fireworks. Other people have said that they've seen someone that didn't even look like they were from the neighborhood lighting them up and then running off. And then other youngins who literally were like, oh, we've just found these, like in the local parks, like just on the benches, just boxes of them in random locations. We saw the similar thing with the bricks during the protests with, you know, the random bricks that were found. So I wouldn't be surprised. And with our government, it's not like you can put that past them. Like, we've seen this before, psychological warfare and just the things that they would put into our neighborhoods and to fuck us up. So
that's so disgusting, man.
How do y'all feel about that, those tinfoil theories?
I'll tell you what, I'm glad that they're being proposed, because it means the motherfuckers are paying attention. And one thing that I loved about a lot of the videos I saw that took place early on in the protests that followed George Floyd's murder, people were not falling for the okie doke, because when they were dropping them fucking bricks off on the corner, the reason I even knew about it was because someone had made a video saying, now look at this shit, y'all. This neighborhood never has construction. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason for this big ass pallet of bricks to be sitting on the corner. Like, people were hip to that bullshit. And it doesn't surprise me, because most of the people connected to this administration, if we're being honest, haven't been the swiftest. Okay, so it's not surprising to me that they're doing dumb shit like that.
It's been rough, man. Like, you know me with my sleep, it's something I take seriously, and it's a big part of my day and my night. And I feel like the shit's working. The fucking psychological warfare, the rattling they're trying to do, this shit's working, because I am exhausted. I have not gotten good sleep in weeks.
Yeah. It's too bad.
You have to try to train yourself to sleep through that. Like, it's been ninja training. I'm like, okay, you're going to figure out how to sleep through this shit.
Through them fireworks. Boom!
I'm surprised we haven't received a bunch of earplugs in the mail or just something. Like, now
I thought about that, but I don't know. I'm fussy. Like, I don't like sleeping with stuff in my ears. I don't know that it would last. I feel like it would wake up and be on the other side of the room.
Or go but too deep to in there. That. You can't get it out.
Oh, God. No.
That would be my fear. Get out of my ear, goddammit.
That's a real fear.
I ain't never like no bunch of shit in my ears. I've never been the person
especially
who's
not
like,
when you're sleeping.
Mm-mm. I don't like that shit. Mm-mm.
Because
it's only one way in, one way out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like you can go to the other side and get it. Like, so putting some in there. When my mother used to clean my ears as a kid, you know how your mom will take the Q-tips and clean your ears or whatever after you bathe? I used to be like, she is trying to kill me. Like, this, I know she's trying to kill me. Like, why is she sticking this shit in my ear? And I used to be so petrified.
Listen, but, have you ever got your ear cleaned?
Yeah, like, coned. I've gotten coning done before, and I've gotten my ear cleaned actually at the doctor. I don't know how I would describe the sensation, but you do feel almost lighter, like when you finish the process. But I still even then, like when I did that coning shit, they had set that shit on fire and put it down in my ear,
like,
and shit. I was like, whoa this is crazy. So,
I've always seen that, but I ain't never tried that one. People are like, yeah, just get the little candle. I'm like, I don't want to. Just get it.
Anyway. Back to the fireworks.
Yeah, but I am fascinated by these theories. I did see a post that de Blasio who is New York City's mayor, is going to create a task force, a firework task force.
What the fuck they gonna do?
Right. What does that mean? Like, just more ways to waste money. Let's go. I'm sorry, friend. Please tell me about this task force.
Because I'm going to tell you right now. Never mind. Let me not say too much.
But you have to admit the timing of it.
I wish a motherfucker would. And I literally got explosives in my hand.
They just said they were getting rid of the plainclothes officers.
Mm-hmm.
And now suddenly we're developing a fireworks task force, literally like the following week. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Everything's going to hell, y'all.
Just silly. Imagine the fireworks task force. What do you think their outfits are going to be?
The fucking fireworks task force. They're going to look like JoJo Siwa. Fireworks task force. We're here with the fireworks task force. Put them out. That's the All right, motherfuckers go. They're going to be the quickest, blown upest motherfuckers you ever seen in their life. You're going to see limbs, toes, and shit flying across the motherfucking 116th Street or whatever street you on. You come up on somebody Jesus talking about some, we the task force, put your fireworks out. Bitch.
Oh my God.
Did y'all see the video of the intelligence force? It was like the bike cops, but apparently they're like military trained or something that makes them like important. I don't know. And the video looked like a fucking scene straight out of one of those like Parks and Recs or Community.
Or 911.
There we go. That's the show I was thinking of. It just was so silly. Like it was like in slow motion. And they were riding their bikes towards the camera.
I cannot. That's just like the fucking, you know what? I did see that. And they were like turning the bikes to the side when they got up to the front.
Like that little,
they were like totally losers. Scrape. They look like mall cops. Yeah. They all look like mall cops. Them motherfuckers had on helmets and shit. You know, I know you're supposed to wear a helmet when you ride a bike. I know that. But like, it didn't look like intimidating, right? It looked like, if you don't get your minivan driving ass the fuck out of my damn face. I did see that, friend. I did.
That shit had me crying. And then somebody from the city, I forget which city, I'm wondering if it was Minnesota.
Girls.
Like a civilian filmed, because the video that we saw that circulated was like a professional, quote unquote, video.
Oh, it was?
Oh, shit.
But a civilian.
I thought it was TikTok.
But a civilian took their own footage with their phone, and you saw the cops like falling and crashing into garbage cans and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is a joke at this
Loserville, baby. Loserville. Whole bunch of virgins. All the cops look like virgins.
Stop, Dustin. Oh, wow. My God. But I just, you know, hope that this shit stops at some point. Something's got to give. I need some sleep. I can't take anymore. I look like shit.
Well, there's going to be a time where they ride them little wheelie
Segways.
Things. Not even the Segways, the ones that don't got the handles on.
Hoverboards?
Have you ever seen the hoverboard and it's just the wheel? Like, that one looks so weird. And it's just the person standing on the wheel.
The wheel? How's that possible?
It's literally one wheel, and then it's like two things on the side for you to step on, and you literally—I mean, it's the same concept as the one with both wheels because you lean in and forward,
like
or backward.
like a unicycle from the circus.
Yep.
What?
Not sort of, but without the seat. So you're just standing on the pedal.
Oh, that's
on
fucking
the
weird.
Yeah, I thought so too. It's just too much for me. I ain't finna go in no goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog moving ass motherfucker on the. Mm-mm.
And niggas used to be standing like aeronomically, like that. Like
they made those illegal, right? Aren't those illegal?
I think they. Well, they was because I've been seeing them.
Wasn't they setting fire to the rain when they first came up? Everybody's hoverboard was fucking blowing up.
That battery explode on your ass.
That's so fucked up. You imagine you riding down the street
and your shit just flaming,
explodes.
Smoking.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's gonna happen to the fireworks task force. Wait till them motherfuckers come out. They're gonna be riding down the street, and then it's gonna explode as soon as they roll up on the wrong person. with them goddamn fireworks. You got military grade, well, whatever the fuck grade fireworks, and you gonna bring your ass over here talking about some We the Task Force.
Yeah, I'm okay. So dead. I cannot wait to see what this looks like. Somebody on Twitter was telling me that I should put a sign on my window, like telling people to stop doing the fireworks. And I was like, wow,
you must have... Yeah, so they can break the glass every window like, out of your home.
You must have never come to New York if like, you think well, that... They would literally bust off on my terrace.
And it's people like you. You with your window sign putting ass. It's people like you. Who start all this shit in the first place? See, you should put a sign in your window because
like, talk about that'll stop for it.
That'll like, stop them.
You all trying to goddamn you trying to make me the mark at this point? Put a sign in your window, girl.
You literally imagine asking for it. I'll wake up with a candidate in my fucking kitchen if I did that shit.
Literally,
I know better.
Literally, friend. Literally, they trying to set you up.
I will
block
say
that
though,
email address.
I really wanted to go downstairs. I kid you not. Jade was like, friend, don't. I was like, I just want to talk to them. That's it. I just want to go up to them and ask them, like, yo, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why every night? Why so many just hours?
Before you do that, just lean in the door, in the crack of your door, turn the lights off, which your crib be vibey anyway, so the lights are already low. So you just lean out the window and be like, hey, shut the fuck up. That's all you got to do. Do that out the window and then come on right back in. You'll feel better instantly. I'm telling you, Fred.
As Jade, I came out into the terrace because they had blown one that was so fucking loud. And I came to give them that, you know, like the mom look. And just stand there and kind of stare at them for a little bit. And I didn't know why I thought that that would do anything. Because as soon as I came out, they was like, yo, she fine as fuck.
I was just about to say, you got to play the sex card. You should have went out there in a nightie or something and been like, excuse me, y'all messing up my recording. And then they'd be like, oh, what's your OnlyFans then, ma?
I was so livid. I'm like, I'm here trying to look at y'all crazy and y'all talking about she fine as fuck. And they were hella young too. I was like, shut up. I want to throw something at you.
See? Friend, you can't give no motherly nothing by just standing there. Okay.
Bless your heart, friend. Because you really went out on that balcony with the best of intentions. You know what I'm saying? You decided.
He was like, miss.
You're going out there.
Miss. I was so pissed.
Not miss.
You was giving MILF, okay?
Oh, my God. But anyways, outside of the fireworks, what else have you guys been up to? How has life been treating you?
You know, I've been reading up on the retrograde. I was really about to buy me a laptop, but I was like, damn, now I got to wait because of the retrograde. So let me just see what this is about. I didn't realize, like, I'm kind of starting to come into a sense of what some of this stuff means. Like, how
there's three
eclipses
welcome, a year. Welcome. Come on in.
I was reading about, like, what each house means, and I was like, oh, this is crazy.
This nigga talking about Poes.
Why you playing, though? Legendary is the shit. I've been watching that, and it is such a good show. I love that show.
What channel?
HBO Max.
I don't have HBO Max.
Yeah, so HBO Max is like the new streaming service that's like part HBO, but then part like other stuff.
And part HBO, part Fox. So, no, I'm just playing.
It do look like what? That purple do look like Fox. So,
shout playing? Out to Fox Soul because they got some good content. Shit,
you know,
why are you playing?
I'm not playing. I've never been playing. I've always been here for Fox Soul. I just have one thing to say about Fox Soul. I need them to just not fall all the way into certain black categories. Like the fact that they have programming that's kings and queens. Like, I just don't want us to move into the hotep category. Like, I get playfully the queens with cocktails. I was like, all right, well, you know, they think they queens, you know what I'm saying? But then I was looking at the kings program and I was like, ooh, we moving into hotep waters. Outside of that, I love everything about Fox Soul. I love Claudia Jordan's show. I love her perspective that she gives. I love the fact she be having people in there having real like conversations. She has had a great journey. Love Fox Soul. But HBO Max, back to that. They also have like Crunchyroll as a part of their programming. So I watch a lot of anime on there. Yeah. Like a bunch of cool shit. Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, like they've got like a bunch of all that stuff in one place for streaming. But Legendary has been my latest obsession on there. And Laomi's on there, Law Roach,
Laomi,
Jamila Jamil, Megan Thee Stallion. And then every week they have a guest judge and they got them houses on there. They be doing the damn thing. It's just great to see Vogue in a... It's great to see Ballroom just highlighted in another way. Because Pose was such a great show to come. And then Dominique from Pose was a guest on one of the episodes of Legendary. And she was great to watch on there.
And what was she saying?
Do you really want to know?
What was she saying? Because she was judging, right?
She was judging. And there was
darling, if one is going to dip, you mustn't dip with your legs. You fall back to the floor.
While you playing, she was being very much that, because she was talking about one of the teams and she was like, you know, what you guys did there, you know, to other people, y'all, that's fantastic. And then the audience was like, boo, boo. And she was like, I know what I'm talking about, darling. Like, she was being very much that. But then there was one team and they really fucked it up. And they were like, Dominique, what did you think? And then she was like, can I hear that beat? Can I feel that beat? And she got up and they started chanting and shit like it was.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
It's good. It's really, really good.
Somebody give me their login.
I got you, friend.
And speaking of very much that, so Twitter has released a new feature.
Have they?
That Dustin Ross has been having a blast with.
Oh, because I ain't got it.
He'd be cracking me up. He'd be like, thank you.
So here's the thing, right? I feel like, you know, the voice note option just gives us another way to emphasize, you know, certain things that we may have tweeted in all caps otherwise, you know. So, like, I just feel like it's a great opportunity to just, you know, touch people another way. So I like to thank them for their time at the end of each one of my voice tweets. Thank you.
And I absolutely love that they used Rolling Ray to roll out this new feature. And you ever heard it yet, Asante?
I absolutely have not heard
he
this.
He is how I discovered that this was a thing, because every one of the listeners on the Friend Zone tagged me.
They wanted you to know.
They made sure that I knew. And I was like, what is this? So I pressed play and all I heard was purr.
Wait.
I love, me and Jade have literally been like, it's nothing.
Oh shit.
I love him and I thought that was genius. I don't know if they hit him up and were like, hey, this is a new feature. We want you to be the first one to talk about it, but it was brilliant. And people have been using it in the funniest of ways. Someone had turned it into like a Twitter voicemail. So when you press play, like a song is playing first, like we used to do with our voicemails.
I was rolling.
He was like, I'm sorry I missed your tweet. He said, you can slide in my DM because you're looking like my BM. Super cute, super funny. So, of course, we make the best of every feature. But I thought that that was hilarious. And definitely check out Dustin Ross's audio voice stand-up.
We've just been having a good time. That's all. That's guess one of the ones that I did what it was.
What did you do?
The song. I heard it.
Not even please that one, friend. Not even that. Because I was singing like Aaliyah and shit one day. But no, I had did Karen Huger off of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Remember when she was arguing with Ashley and she's like, clank the clank, clank the clank. I recreated that. I just said, pay a little homage. That's a...
Oh my
soap.
God.
You might want to help your husband, remember?
That bar soap.
Speaking of performance though, I want to give a highlight to something really quick that happened this week that was incredible.
Yeah.
Drew Shade. Shout out to Drew Shade, our friend.
Come on.
Drew's platform, Broadway Black, that he built from the ground up to celebrate black things in theater and the theater arts, right?
They hosted their first ever black award show called the Antonios. It's like the black version of the Tonys. So they called it the Antonios.
That's fucking genius.
This Playbill was live tweeting the award show. All of this top tier, like Tony Award winning talent, Ben Vereen, Audra McDonald, all these people were like a part of, all these people were like a part of his award ceremony. It got so much visibility. It was like a breakthrough moment for him and his brand. So yes. I just want to give a shout out to Drew and the Antonios. I was so proud of him, man. And to see it happening live and see how all these people were reacting to it. I just was like, yo, this is incredible to see. So shout out
that
to the Antonios.
That is so dope. Congratulations, Drew.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you. Thank you, Drew Shade. I need to call him and say thank you.
Right?
Being a theater kid, I've always wanted him to go hard for that. And I love the fact that he's getting all the things that he deserves. Like, especially with Audra McDonald. I was with him one time when he saw her and the joy in his heart and the love that he has for her and what she does and like his passion for Broadway. Drew just deserves so much more. So congrats to you, Drew. And I'm going to call your ass later.
Yeah, you got to see it. They broke it down. The award ceremony was over like an hour, 2 hours long, but they have it broken down into different videos on YouTube. So you can see like the opening number. It was an original opening number that they wrote and had all this talent from Broadway come in and do these like, you just got to see it. He put so much work into this and you could tell because it was polished and the presentation was you could just tell you put a lot of time and work into this. So y'all check it out if you get a chance.
And speaking of theater kids, I was watching Miss Juneteenth. Did y'all see that movie yet?
No, how was it?
Oh my God, it was so good. I love Nicole Beharie.
I was going to say, that's the lead from the famous Black Mirror episode.
Your favorite Black Mirror episode.
My favorite Black Mirror. Look,
The one about the gay shit?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Remember, she played his wife.
Mm-hmm. Low key, I wanted her role.
Screaming.
Shit.
But she is, first of all, I have such a crush on her. She is just like, whoa. Every time she is on the screen on anything, I'm just like, hard eyes emoji. But she's so talented outside of that. Obviously, that's just me being silly. But she's very, very talented. She killed that role. She's just like, her facial expressions, you know, like the silent moments that clearly aren't on the script, like that to me is where the acting really takes place.
Where it comes to life.
Where it comes to life, like her eyebrows, her eyes, just those movements and how intuitive she is with like expressing what's going on in the scene. She's just so dope. The storyline was dope. I loved it. I was happy to see her have a lead role. You know, I think like that's long overdue, and I'm hoping that this opens the doors for her even more. It's on what's it called? Prime Video. So you can rent it but I bought it just because I wanted to support. But definitely check it out. Miss Juneteenth, bomb ass movie. A lot of fresh faces too, like people that I've never seen before. That always excites me where I'm like, oh, this is probably like the start of your career. And we're like witnessing that. And also shout out to, what's the actor's name that plays Nathan?
Kendrick Sampson.
Kendrick Sampson killed it. Killed it, killed it, killed it.
I'm going to watch it. I thought it was called Miss June Teeth, about somebody with a motherfucker with real short teeth, like a 6 month old. I said, why didn't say something about Miss June Teeth? But yeah, I'm going to watch it though.
You'll love it. Crazy? You're going to love it.
She was on, and I did not talk about this show because why would I? But she was on Sleepy Hollow.
And yeah, people were tweeting me that. They were telling me to watch that. I was like, okay, I'd never watched it, so wasn't familiar.
I had only watched because she was on there. Like, when I see, like, a black person, I'm like, all right, let me watch this for the black person. Like, this is something, like, there are lots of shows that are out there that white people can do just because, like, Sleepy Hollow, you know
what I'm saying? And The Masked Singer. Shout out to Candy.
So that's why, like, whenever I see, like, a black person in these types of roles, I'd be like, well, let me watch this so I can enjoy it. And so I was watching her on there, and I never knew, like, what happened with her. But apparently she had an illness and she was blacklisted after the illness because people were trying to say she was difficult to work with.
Monique!
So I'm glad to see her back on the scene. And, you know, she was basically trying to say that they were basically like, she was black. So they was like, we can get another one. It wasn't that she was difficult. So shout out to her for coming back around with Miss Juneteenth. That's the blackest.
Love and that. Jade was telling me that she had seen her in, I guess, a film called American Violet. which I'm not familiar with either. So some of us have some homework to do. I'm definitely going to watch Sleepy Hollow and American Violet because I want to see more of her. So I'm down.
Jade would be watching Miss Juneteenth.
It was really good.
I'm going to watch it too. But it's just funny because Jade was like, I'm watching Miss Juneteenth. Fuck that.
What else have you guys been watching?
I'm so sorry, but I was so fucked up the other night watching Uncut Gems.
Oh no, 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 no. Mm-mm.
Like the best videos from BET Uncut?
Not Uncut Gems.
No, it was this point. No, I'm just playing. it was this movie with Adam Sandler, and that shit was just
First of all, the pace of that movie. I hated it. And I know it was intentional. Like, you're supposed to feel panicky the whole time because of his lifestyle. But I was like, I had to watch it in increments.
Because I was tense the entire time.
I kid you not, it took me 3 days to watch it because I was like, I can't watch it. Like, 15, 20 minutes was all I had for that movie at a time.
When I tell you high fucking stress, and it was so slow, like the way they were like stretching out when shit was happening, I was like, no.
Isn't this the film that Adam Sandler had gotten all that Oscar buzz about? Yes. They really thought he was going to be nominated, and he was not nominated, right. Correct?
Yeah, and it was like a huge thing. But I mean, I can see what was good about it. Mm-hmm. For him, because we're so used to him being so goofy all the time. And so this was a completely different role. So I get it. But that movie was just too much for me. Like, my heart rate, even just thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God, turn it off. But, and then.
That's exactly how I feel about What About Bob?
What movie is that?
You never seen that with Bill Murray?
No.
Where he like keeps coming back day after day. He was their neighbor. Oh my God, it's like people love it. It's supposed to be really funny, but I swear to God, every time I see his face in that film, like, I've never been so angry. Like, so I understand, like, I just can't take it. I can't sit through 5 minutes of a fucking movie. I can't.
And my friend was like, why are you fucking watching this shit then? Like, turn it off. Mm-hmm. I was like, I started it already. I'm weird like that.
So you gotta see it.
I have to know what happened. Yes. So I was like, damn it. Why did I start watching this shit? It's just because y'all kept telling people to watch it on Twitter. No. The ending?
I didn't even. Yo, Dustin, you
what happened?
Watch.
He got circumcised?
Pretty much. You gotta watch, Dustin.
I will.
Like, it's just a good ass movie because this nigga just the stakes. Like, it's always some shit on the line. Like, I was getting very much. It was giving very much. like a quick version of what's the show? Ozarks. Like,
right, where it's like never a motherfucking dull moment.
Because the problem with Ozarks is it's stressful, but like there are quiet moments so you forget that you're stressed and then you get back stressed right quick. But Uncut Gems, it's like stress. You're still stressed in this scene, but we taking our sweet ass time getting to the point. Stress. It was like, God,
and the fact that
he
just like liked the stress, because when he'd have a moment,
he was with it.
Right, when he'd have a moment to just make a decision that was just like clear cut, he'd have to up the ante. I'm like, yo, you're killing me, bro. Like, why do you live like this?
It sounds like somebody I would like.
That's why, low-key, I want to see how you would react to it. Because
let me see what he's talking about. Let me see how uncut the gems really are. Yeah.
I couldn't take it. I could not.
Did y'all know he has a movie with Jennifer Hudson called Sandy Wexler? Adam Sandler and Jennifer Hudson have a film together.
It
came out in like 2017.
I never know when to believe
you,
so I
am being serious because y'all see Tamar still got her TV show.
Sandy.
I'm telling you, it came.
Sandy Wexler. Yeah. It better not be a porn or something.
I promise.
Oh wait,
Adam
he's
Sandler,
right.
Jennifer Hudson.
Thank
I
you. Try
back.
To tell y'all. It's like a whole movie. Jennifer plays like this singer that he's like a record exec or some shit. Like,
it's based on real life talent manager Sandy Wernick.
I want to see it.
Oh, this came out in 2007. How come we never heard about this?
I don't know, because those are two big names. Right? Big names.
It dropped in 2017, Sandy Wexler. I'll definitely watch that. I've just been looking for stuff to watch. I finally watched, what's the show with Janelle Monáe? It's on Amazon.
Oh, girl.
Oh, Love and Hip Hop.
Damn, I can't
what
think of it.
What city did you just say?
Homecoming.
Atlanta.
Homecoming. That show was good.
Okay, so what did you... You watched both seasons?
I did. Because I didn't know... First of all, I never heard of the show. And I kept seeing the ads with Janelle's face. And then I was like, I should watch whatever this is. You know, because clearly it was sci-fi shit. But then I didn't know that that was season two. So I thought if I didn't watch season one, I would be lost. So I went back.
Yeah, because the way that Prime's been showing the promos for season two, it almost just seems like it's Janelle's new show. Like,
right.
I mean, because let's keep it real.
Well, it's because she's the lead this season. Like, the lead last season was Julia Roberts, so she was most of the promo, but she's not in this season, even though she's tied to it. So they don't show, like, any of the other stuff surrounding her, because the stuff surrounding Janelle... Like, I like how they were smart about the way that they did the promo and the way that they even did the seasons that way. Like, they could be standalones, but they tied in perfectly together. So it seemed very much like Julia Roberts had her season, now Janelle had her season, so, like, next season, who is it going to be about that you wouldn't even know is tied to the whole thing, but it's...
Drea.
You know, a deep thread.
It was good, though. Did you like it?
I heard it was.
I did like it. I liked season one better than I liked season two, but I liked the whole thing overall.
And that actor, he's so dope. From Beale Street?
Yeah, I didn't...
Oh, Lil Richie. From Family Matters.
What does he look like now? Never mind. I should just go.
Lionel Richie. No, I'm just playing.
I walked right in.
Nah, the dude from Beale Street. Let me put some respect on his name. Hold on.
Yeah, I was going to...
Old boy from Beale Street.
We should name that. We should name that episode. They're going to be so over.
Stephon James.
Wait, Beale Street. Devon?
Stephon James.
Oh, Stephon. Stephon James.
Oh, he's Canadian.
Really?
Toronto. Oh, okay.
What else? As long as it ain't that dumbass nigga that said Rosa Parks could have took a black Uber.
No. That's homeboy from the Wu-Tang.
Fuck them Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man, yeah. No, but homeboy from Beale Street. Stephon, you said?
Yeah, Stephon James.
Stephon James. He's dope. He did a great job.
Fran, you can't just slide that in, dog. You can't just slide that in, dog, and keep it moving like that, Fran. Stephon James. That shit used to have me dying. That little nigga kept saying LeBron James like that.
1 trillion times over.
No, but he did a great job in Janelle. I loved it. I tried to watch Upload as well, that I know Asante, you were telling me to watch it.
It's a completely different...
I shouldn't have watched Homecoming first.
Yeah.
It just felt very like, I don't know. But, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it didn't catch me, if that makes
That's
sense.
That's the OnlyFans show?
No.
Not
you
yet.
Know it's an OnlyFans show, yeah, for real, on Zeus.
On Zeus.
What you mean? What do they do?
Baby... Let me tell you this. Zeus, don't people see Zeus as a network, but motherfuckers be forgetting Zeus is the internet at the end of the day.
I mean, listen, they've been doing their thing.
They sure have. They've been doing
That's why somebody she asked, well, what do they do?
I'll put it like this. It shows the background. It shows the day-to-day life of certain OnlyFans.
Like their top content creators?
Yeah, top content creators.
Oh, that's so interesting. And
it's basically like three profiles in each episode of top OnlyFans creators. And it shows like the creative
so
process.
So it's
kind of
like
whatever.
MTV's True Life, but
yes,
the OnlyFans
like that.
Version on Zeus.
Yep, produced by Black China.
The fact that I don't know if that's true.
You just seen Jennifer Hudson on the thing. I'm telling you. It's for real. It's produced by Black China.
No, it ain't.
It's called OnlyFans. You ready to do your Googles?
I'm Googling.
Asante got it this time.
It's called Only Cam LA.
Black China.
I believe you because I know about the. I know Black China, but she works with that guy on Zeus closely, so it would not surprise me that China.
No,
would be
who work closely is them motherfuckers. They profile on OnlyFans. It's a couple of them had get collaborators in
oh
the video.
Oh my god,
I said, no, they close.
You guys, Dustin is not lying.
I believed him. I seen
Thank
the preview
you.
For the show.
It says Black China has found a new way to keep us informed as she heads a new docuseries on the adult site OnlyFans called Only Cam LA. The star will explore the lives of on-camera sex workers who have seen their subscriptions rise since the coronavirus pandemic started. That's actually really fucking interesting.
Yeah. Now, we don't see her on the show, thank God. But
and this is, and this is on the New York Post, this article that I'm reading. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my. I'm so interested.
When did the Post post it? When did the Post
post it? Says May 15th, 2020.
Yeah.
I am totally.
It's already started?
Yep. It's like a few episodes in. It's been out for a few weeks.
Oh, I got to log in.
Don't I have Zeus? Hold on.
If not, I do.
Let me see.
If not, I do.
Hold on. I know I have Zeus. Yeah, I have Zeus. I'm watching this too. Oh, look. Let's see the Zeus roster. The Millennium Tour.
You need to, they got the Millennium Tour. Oh, they.
Jocelyn, Jocelyn's Cabaret. Finding
the
Love.
Cabaret.
ASAP. Who is that?
Wait a minute.
Tokyo Tony.
Oh, shit.
Is Jocelyn's brother on the OnlyFans thing or nah?
No.
Her brother, she has a brother that's on OnlyFans.
Her brother has an OnlyFans.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, y'all, I'm watching this today.
Asante been watching it apparently.
Listen,
okay,
I'm gonna keep it all the way real with y'all. I'm doing my part. And,
hey,
you know,
support Black businesses.
That's
okay?
All I'm
actually,
saying.
Actually, yeah, that's a good one. You have OnlyFans subscriptions.
I'm not shouting them out because I cycle through different ones, different months. Okay.
That is so cool. I want to subscribe to someone on
I can't
OnlyFans.
Wait till we hang up these mics.
I mean.
Oh, I can't wait.
Low key.
Because I just got one question, but I'm going to find out though.
Low key, I just really like the fact that people can do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it used to be so corny watching stuff back in the day because there wasn't, you know, a lot of good content that was content for people of color. So the fact that people of color can make their own content and it's, you know, good content and you just pay for it, why not?
Are you subscribed to Safari?
No.
No, you weren't interested?
I don't want to see Erica Mena husband. I don't want to see that.
I heard he's getting it in.
What?
Yeah, I heard it's popping. Yeah, it's just him. It ain't like a couple's OnlyFans.
So Erica don't pop in there now and then with a hand or two, like, I got my nails done.
I mean, so I don't know. I haven't seen it myself, but I heard on the streets that it's good.
Okay. Well, I might gift you a subscription just to support a Black business publicly.
That's dope. How do you know who to subscribe to? Is there like a directory?
It's like a feeling you get, friend. where you know. It makes you, it's like exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Just whoever I come across by
no,
travels.
I'm serious. Is there an OnlyFans directory where you can like.
Friend, pick- ain't no damn OnlyFans directory. And you know that.
But while you playing, you know friend, that. But while you playing, there is a market for that. Okay. Somebody should do that. A little like.
Friend want whole- the yellow pages for OnlyFans and shit.
Yeah. Think about it. That'd
be
fly.
Because
that way
be
you
great.
Don't, if you don't have a specific person, you can like look through almost like a Tinder of OnlyFans where you can kind of scroll through their
Demon
profiles. You can scroll through and read their profiles and see their pictures and be like, oh, I would like to see yours, your OnlyFans. That came out a little crazy.
So
came out. That
I'm screaming right now.
And then wait till you see the episode. Man, it was this one girl on, never mind. You'll see. You just gotta see.
Well, I gotta watch.
Yeah, I gotta watch.
I'm legit watching right after. What else have y'all been watching though? No. What else have y'all been watching though?
Really, that's it. I've been in work mode, so I ain't really been looking at shit, but
oh, true,
what
true.
I did see was
Candy on the Queen Supreme Court with T.S. Madison, and it was funny as hell. So check that out.
I like watching them do stuff together. Mm-hmm. I actually watched them when they were on
Claudia Jordan's show Out Loud. Yep. Shout out to Claudia Jordan and her talk show on Fox. So
cute.
Yes. I'm telling you, Claudia Jordan, there's just like I see a trajectory for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's doing really good work, and she's not trying to be messy. She's actually just trying to have conversations. And these little sound bites and stuff, there's like little clips that people get of, like, you know, Vivica saying stuff on the show or Lisa Ray saying stuff on the show. But I just like that she has this platform and that people trust her enough to just come on and be regular and talk to her. That's something I feel like that's been missing for a minute.
What you think about these NeNe rumors about her not coming back to The Housewives, Asante?
About NeNe not coming back?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Doesn't that always happen though? I'm confused. I feel like, y'all always saying she ain't coming back, and then she don't come back for a season, and then she comes back for the next one.
Like, Dustin, I've been real, like, out of sight, out of mind. Like, I, for whatever reason, if the news hasn't come across, and the way that I've been staying abreast with the news has usually been impressive, I don't really like care. So, like, unless NeNe was like making more noise, I guess I would have been interested, but I haven't heard enough.
She's been making a lot of noise, doing things like retweeting fan tweets calling for Andy Cohen to be fired. There's rumors that she's suing the network. There's a lot going on, and she's been vocal about it, like making really cryptic tweets about, like, you will not get away with this, all kind of shit. Like, it's, so there's something, there's a conversation that's taking place. Uh-oh. And lovebscott.com, shout out to B. Scott in Denver over at lovebscott.com. But lovebscott.com, lovebscott.com posted that NeNe was fired and not offered a contract for season 13. But then NeNe's repping them, and Bravo came out and said that she wasn't fired. She's always welcome back. But to me, that really did not, you know, negate what they originally said. They said she wasn't offered a contract. So that's literally still true. And it's just been all over the streets. That's a lot going on. So you got to just make sure you keep up with these goddamn housewives, because it's a lot going on. Mm-hmm.
All I'll say is this. I don't care. I don't really know about Andy personally, but after the Kathy Griffin shit, I ain't really been fucking with him no way, the Andys, because Kathy Griffin basically, you know, there was a larger part of what she said, but from what I read from it, the Andys turned their backs on her, so I really don't trust the Andys no damn way. But I also don't like when, like, the heads of franchises have this whole like back and forth thing. Why I can't just be there, either gonna be back or they're not, and we could just be done with it. Like the whole thing that went down with Lisa Vanderpump, which was great timing, because this whole racist thing would have trickled right on back to her ass, because her ass ain't never said Black Lives Matter.
And it did. And everybody been looking at her like, okay, well, what you got to say? What you in that?
Hey, what happened with Lisa Vanderpump?
So two white girls from her show, there was a black girl on her show, and she came out and said that these white girls used to terrorize her and do little racist shit to her back in the day.
And
the white girls was coming out, not even speaking, having spoken to the black girl. They were coming out apologizing for their actions in the past.
And well, so let's be clear about the actions, right? Because what the girl's name is like Faith Stowers, I believe is her last name.
Yeah, Faith.
And she said that during her time filming Vanderpump Rules, which is Lisa Vanderpump's spinoff show, she had a disagreement with two of the female cast members over her engagement with one of the guys that they both had dealt with.
Jax, who is these bitches
looked up this federal case or whatever the fuck, where this lady she was like on the run at large for like all this like attempted murder and theft and all this bribery shit. They called the police and said that Faith was the girl.
What?
Yeah, and was going to have the police come down there and get her and all that shit. And it wasn't her.
They were being petty white girls calling the cops on the black girl. Like, and mind you, Faith is a whole ass vet. Like, she done served. like they just doing this because they white and they wanted to cause trouble. And so, like, now, you know, with Black Lives Matter, I guess now they're realizing the actions, you know, the problems of their actions.
Nah, what happened is,
when they got called out.
Right, there you go. She was doing an interview in quarantine for some media outlet, I can't remember, and she told that story about the fact she was specific about what they had done to her. And so, of course, in this social climate with everything that's going on right now, you hear about these two white girls who have a past history of blatant, specific racist sayings, conversations, tweets, all that shit. Literally saying, like, why does it always have to be about black people, all this other shit, like, just nasty language. They knew exactly what they were doing when they called the police and made a false statement that that girl was the other girl. They knew what they were doing. And so once Faith shared this with everybody right now, there was a backlash that had never existed before, where people were like, what the fuck? These bitches did what? And then they looked toward Bravo and NBC Universal for accountability for that. That's like what happened.
And so, I remember watching when it happened and hating it, because the whole problem is, and like, well, we really already know what the fuck the problem is, but it was so stupid watching it then, because it's Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules, like Destin says, the spinoff of Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But Vanderpump Rules is about these people working in this restaurant and they just being messy, because, you know, it's always messy working in the fucking restaurant. But they don't realize that they are white girls in fucking Beverly Hills, and that little petty, dumb bullshit that they were doing. Because they do that shit with each other, too. Like, they be lying and, like, setting each other up and doing all this weird, crazy shit. But they don't realize that when you're black, like, that shit hits completely differently. Like, right. they just thought that they were being, you know, oh, this is what we do. We're vicious. And it's like, no, bitch. Like, I don't know y'all like that. I'm not playing with y'all like that. Like, this is just TV and we all trying to have our moment. And B, like, this ain't Bad Girls Club, bitch. Like, what the fuck are y'all even doing? And like I said, she's a whole ass vet. Like, they literally didn't know anything about this black girl to have done any of what they done to her. And it wouldn't have mattered, you know, who she was or what she did. They just did it to her because she was black. And I hated that. I hated watching it back. And I loved watching this shit come back up and her get dragged for it, because I mean, the two white girls get dragged for it because they've been awful the entire time they've been on TV. I don't understand why people like Lisa Vanderpump continue to allow people. I mean, and I'm all for white on white crime.
Because if they're awful, then that means it's good TV.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about to say. I'm all for white on white crime. That's why I watch those messy TV shows where white people are being white. I mean, that's really what it is. Like, white people are awful as fuck to each other all of the fucking time. And they always want to talk about, you know, black people, we got to stop treating each other a certain way, which we fucking do. So I take every moment I have to watch white people be crazy to each other. So watching these white people be the way that they are to each other on TV, there's a part of me that's like, yeah, y'all fuck each other up. But then the other part of me is like, why are y'all on TV doing all this? And Lisa Vanderpump is doing that just because she knows she get the rating. But at the same time, like, she's always gone above and beyond for animal rights. And so she cares more about animals' rights and cruelty being done to them than humans being, you know, cruel to each other.
Which I never believe, because she got the raggediest motherfucking dog I ever seen in my life. No, she talking about animal rights. It looked like her animals didn't left. That motherfucker, her animal, did she resuscitate that motherfucker? I ain't never seen no dog. Everything, apparently, everything. It looked like everything forever. Wrong with the motherfucker, friend. No, I ain't never seen nothing
Don't
like
be
it.
Mean to the dog.
I'm just saying. She got a lot of nerve talking about animal rights and her dog damn right did. I just ain't never, like, I've never seen nothing like it, but go ahead.
Lisa Vanderpump spent her last season of Housewives of Beverly Hills trying to set another woman up. Thank God, you know, it wasn't nobody black on there, so she wasn't trying to set nobody black up. But she spent her last season on there trying to set a girl up over a fucking dog. Somebody that was allegedly her friend, and she tried to deny it the whole time, but it was like, bitch, we know your ass did that shit. So it was crazy to me that she cared so much about animals, but she was using them to play this fucking game. But then it was like, when people were like, oh, you know, I missed this because family obligation. And she was like, oh, well, I'm sorry that your family is more important than these dogs getting slaughtered all the way over in China. And it was like,
what?
Girl, are you serious? Like this is my family moment. Like, I, you know, sorry about the dogs, but girl, no. Like,
that's when you just got to tell a person, shut the fuck up. Because what you're talking about don't even make no damn sense.
Outside of all that bullshit with Faith. And I'm just glad that we do have African-American representative on Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Garcelle is just, she's there and she's just regular black and unapologetically black.
Not
so I
regular
like that.
Black.
Yeah, because sometimes people expect you to get on a platform and just be like, oh, yeah, you know, I've got my kente cloth on. I rep for my community. Like, Garcelle's just being run-of-the-mill, like, I'm a regular-ass woman, but I am still black. Like, it's not that it's even had to come up, but like, you already know, because you know, every now and then she'll say that's some white people stuff, which it will be. But I just love the fact that it's not like, oh, we have a black person on here, or because normally it's we have a new person on here, let me test them. But then it looks very specific. Sometimes we can be like, oh, we have a person of color here, now we have to test them, or we have to be too careful. And so it's just interesting and cool right now watching the dynamic with Garcelle being on there. I'd love to see her on another season and see where we go.
You won't see Eva. I've never been able to get into them shows. Oh, yeah, and Eva left too.
You shouldn't, friend. You really shouldn't. Like, I don't recommend reality TV to anyone that's not into it, because
I hate all reality TV, though. I just haven't been able to get into the Housewives one.
Because I feel like everything that I watch offers me different types of perspective on different types of people. That's why, like, I can deal with some certain other franchises of the Housewives. Because initially, I was only watching for the black girls. I was like, all right, well, Atlanta, you know, we on the map, man. We black, so I'm watching. And then I tried a little bit of Jersey, and I was like, eh. Tried a little bit of New York.
I loved The Circle.
Bring back The Circle and bring back The Circle in America. Everybody tried to get me to watch like the fun. Other. Did you watch the other countries or try the other countries?
No, you know, someone tagged us the other day telling us that we should watch Brazil. Apparently, Brazil is lit. I was told
Brazil is lit.
It's probably an oval.
But I want another American season just because I need Michelle Buteau back on my, like, I just need her voice back saying something.
Yeah,
smart.
I'm ready. And I feel like they could do it because everyone's isolated.
And let's be clear, the second season of them competition-based reality shows is always better than the first one anyway.
Right, because they can modify
whatever
it works.
And this first one was incredible. Yeah.
So
and
damn plus, good.
The contestants approach it differently, too, because they didn't see that first season.
Right,
so they come
right.
in like,
they're not
oh,
the
all right,
guinea
bitch.
Pigs.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm ready. I really, really enjoyed that show. I will say, too, Cheska Lee told me to watch Fleabag. Have y'all watched Fleabag on Amazon?
No, but I've seen some things from it. I think I will check it out then.
It's about the White House?
No, it's about a white woman. And I checked it out. And it's actually pretty good. I'm only like a couple episodes in, but it's a pretty interesting show. It's different. So I would suggest people watch it if they haven't caught it already.
Fleabag. Who it's about, friend? Some old ass rock band singers from the 80s and shit.
No, it's about a dysfunctional family and how each person expresses the dysfunction.
Oh, so it's about them Bush daughters. I knew it was something political based.
It's good though. I like it so far. So I definitely suggest that. That's my input for what to watch outside of Housewives of Atlanta.
I'm trying to think of what else good I watched. I've been watching just everything on YouTube. So, like, I've been watching tons of Fox. So, that's why it was so funny that Dustin brought that up earlier. Because I just love watching Claudia's show. Because Selena, it's like they all have...
Claudia has two shows, too. She has Out Loud with Claudia Jordan, her solo talk show.
What is that?
It's on Fox Soul.
That's the one on Fox Soul. Okay.
She has two on Fox Soul. So she has Out Loud with Claudia Jordan, and then she has Cocktails with Queens, which is where it's a four-person panel where she is the moderator.
That's dope.
And then it's Selena Johnson, Lisa Ray, and Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, wow.
So four people who you know don't give a damn will come out their mouth. They said what they said. So the commentary is often robust.
I love it.
And it's good. It's good.
I love watching them do that. Like, I know there are people that are looking at them and they're like, oh, look at, you know, like they just have bad things to say about them. But I just love their honesty and the fact that they treat themselves accordingly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know that they've been out here working. They have respect for each other and each other's industries. And some people might be like, oh, these people aren't even relevant anymore. Like, I've heard people just say the most sideways, craziest stuff. And I've just been like, I don't know. I just look at them and I just see all the things that they have done and all the respect that I do have for these people. Like, I can think of ridiculous moments for some of them, yes, but it doesn't take away from me loving their fresh perspectives and some even old perspectives, just acknowledging that that was something that, or it was a place that, you know, a person could have been at and how we've moved forward. So I just love seeing, that's why I miss Sister Circle and I hate to put them both together, but you know, Selena is here, but I just love watching the black woman being able to put stuff together. Like, I feel like The Real was gonna try to be that in the beginning, and then, you know, once Tamar left, all conversations or whatever The Real was really have left. But like, Sister Circle was a place for black women to deliver us news, culture, everything that we want, need, and have, and in a way that we deserve. And nobody was like, it's not for us to perform and pretend to be white to deliver a good show. It was just Black women having a good time, being great pillars in the industry. So I love seeing that kind of move forward with Queens with Cocktails, maybe in a bit of a realer way than Sister Circle. But I love that platform whenever it comes up. So shout out to Black women. I love y'all.
I'm going to look that up. I'm actually curious. I want to watch it.
You got to watch. You got to watch because they always touch on like pop culture. They always touch kind of on like something that happened in their life or their career. Like, and I love hearing stuff like that from each of them. Like from Selena talking about stuff that she's done in music.
Because they're all vets in the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then Claudia talking about, you know, run-ins that she's had with people, whether it's been industry run-in or, you know, her experience working on reality TV, you know, how it's been doing talk show, like all that stuff. Like these are all like things that we are kind of missing on TV. So I like watching it on YouTube and just like staying in touch with us.
Send me a link.
I sure will.
When we finish. Oh, I have one more suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a documentary on Netflix called Disclosure.
Okay. I like their music too.
No, it says it's a look at Hollywood's depiction of transgender people and the impact of this on American culture.
Oh, okay,
so
dope.
Damn good.
Is that the one with Laverne Cox?
Yeah, so Laverne Cox and Sandra Caldwell, Jamie Clayton, Candace Kane. It had a lot of really bomb people on it.
Candace.
Yeah, and given like the history of even the jobs that they managed to get, and just like looking back at those roles and what it meant for the time, and just a bomb ass documentary that I definitely think everybody should watch. And let me say one thing too. Dustin brought up how my embodiment collaboration with Miriam Hosnea sold out last week when we launched it. When was that? On Saturday. And we're giving the proceeds, we're giving 20% of the proceeds to the Ochre Project that I mentioned last week.
Yes.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about because I just felt like the timing of everything was so bomb. Like the fact that I just heard about them the week before we were about to launch the product. And then we had that conversation about using the proceeds, some of the proceeds to pour into our communities. And I felt like the Ochre Project was just perfect.
Love
so
it.
And I went to find out like who created it, and I went on Twitter and was like, you know, trying to make sure that I had all the information, and I'm just excited. I'm excited to announce that like once we finally send the funds their way. Definitely post the receipts and everything, just, you know, to show. And I can't wait. I'm excited. I love
that's great work, friend.
Being able to do that. Yeah, I'm excited. Shout out to the Ochre Project too. A lot of you were posting them after we mentioned and highlighted them, and they got a ton of donations. So thank you to you guys, our dope ass ecosystem on here.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about? Because it's hot and we're ready to go.
Nope, that's it.
I know you hot. I just got like one more thing. I'm gonna try to make it quick. Mm-hmm. You gotta watch Songland on NBC.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Okay, it's a...
Is it like a musical?
Yeah, it's a music show, but it's not like a American Idol. It's more so about songwriters. So there's it's a panel, there's three writers, and then they always have like a guest artist come through, and they watch four songwriters perform their songs. They pick the three best ones, and they each get to work with one of the songwriters to make a song for the artist that they chose as the guest to come, and he or she has to pick one to perform. So like,
has Ashanti been on there?
No, she hasn't been on there.
Then Dustin, why does your name say Precious Mama?
And I saw that and I was trying to not like
when did you change it?
Like, don't even know when that happened. It just
real women sacrifice. I was inspired by our conversation.
But you have to watch Songland. Esther Dean, she's one of the judges on there.
Smile about that, bitch. Smile about that. I was like, God,
oh wait,
damn.
Esther Dean is on there. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's Esther Dean, Ryan Tedder. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, we know who Ryan Tedder
what?
Is.
Who's not well, gonna know?
So, and then Shane McNally, he's a country music singer and songwriter too. But it's the three of them. They always take they always have a guest come on. And so Boyz II Men, Boyz II Men's been on this season.
Oh shit, Boyz II Men.
She's been on this season. Lady Antebellum. It's just really cool
watching. Lady A, you know they changed their names in the wake of this Black Lives Matter shit. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, I saw that they have released a statement, but I screamed because somebody underneath was like, okay, so what does the A stand for?
Affirmative action. I don't know shit, but with that shit, they changed it. Lady Antebellum to Lady A. Like, clean it up. That's it. They cleaning this shit up.
Oh, Jesus. The internet don't leave nobody's neck, okay?
Well, the season just wrapped, but it's good to watch Esther Dean be on there. She be looking good as fuck, and she be fucking it up.
Oh, like, she deserves.
She do deserve. Usher was on there. He had like a little moment with her talking about, you know, it's good watch you, you know, go from what you're doing, and you the mentor now and shit.
Oh.
So, much love,
he ain't do her like he did Nicki Minaj. Right. Y'all heard what he said about Nicki Minaj last week.
What'd he say?
Baby, they was in conversation talking about that Versus shit. You know, this Versus shit done started a lot of shit lately.
Mm-hmm.
So they was kind of talking about who should do a Versus, blah, blah, blah. And her name came up and shit. And it was like Nicki versus somebody else. Long story short, he was saying like Nicki need to basically, you know, he was saying that Lil' Kim was the reason for Nicki and all this other stuff. And so that's why Nicki had made that line about him in that last song she made. And you know, it was like a whole thing behind that. So he wasn't too kind of way. The shit he was telling me that he said about her, he ain't have all that to say about Nicki Minaj. And that's
they
that
was,
much.
They
we know
were
for
saying
sure.
that Usher and Brandy should do a Versus, and I'm here for it.
Ooh. Yeah, me too. I will actually watch that.
I think that would be perfect and so good, and I want to see it happen because yes. Oh, also we forgot to mention the Alicia and John Legend.
I was
Legend
just about
one.
To shout it out and thank the Versus team for allowing Alicia and John to appear on my television set. It was amazing to just have it on the screen.
I loved it, and I because it was streaming on Apple TV. You know, I underestimated how bomb John Legend's first album was.
Listen,
like, I totally forgot.
Them first two, what?
It's been a long time since I've, like, really sat and listened to it. And I was like, damn, I forgot how good this damn album was. Like, for real,
I was a
real.
Huge John Legend fan. His first album, I remember I went to see him in concert at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. The tickets was like $11. And he was right in front of our face performing on that stage. I'll never forget that. Shout out to my cousin Mario. We were huge fans of John Legend, that first album. And then somewhere along the way, but he always got something good on all his albums. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just
all
the
his
first
albums.
Two ones were just like, was baby, when I used to love you.
I loved you.
Okay.
His little dance, them little jeans. We were living. It was so much fun watching that, for real. But I am here for the Usher and Brandy version, and I would like to see it, Swizz, the Versus. I'm ready for it.
I just want to just tell John Legend, thank you so much for everything you've done. But I'm mad at your motherfucking ass, because when Alicia Keys was doing Diary... He knew he could have held it down and did that male vocal, that part.
We were waiting on that. We were literally sitting there like, you know, he going to hit us with it, but he did not.
But he didn't want to do it. And I guess I could commend you for not doing it, because I know if you would have did it, you would have done it. So
they should have just called Toni Braxton.
And on that note, yes. Do you guys have any announcements before we get out of here?
No, I can't.
Nothing yet, Asante.
We'll be able to talk about it next week, though.
Yes, Lord. Asante.
Yeah, nah, all good over here in this hood, you feel me? If you got stock information, then you black, you know, help me out. I'm trying to get into the stock exchange
That's
game,
real.
But I want to just, you know, keep it going with people of color. It'd be fun to see if I could actually make a lot of money doing stocks and donate it somehow. But, you know, that means I'd have to make money first and not lose money. So let's
Come
see
on.
How it goes. So if you black and you got stock information and you want to help a brother out, you know, hit me up. Hey, Asante.
We should do an episode on that. Let's ask a Budgetista for a referral and have a dope stock person.
It needs to be a stock person. And low-key, we need to do crypto again, because you see, Akon is like crypto city. So... Akon's Crypto City's coming, and I want just to kind of be into the know for that. So that's it over here. All good in this hood. Anything for you, friend?
No, I just want to thank you guys again for the Embodiment Box love. And also, I'm on this week's episode of Getting Grown with Jade and Kia. So definitely check that out.
Radical Joy.
Sisters. Radical Joy. I mean, who else would they have called for that concept? But as always, we love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. And we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.